All right, we've got a lot of people here, and there's still room for you, so please join us at Freighters. We're here till 10 o'clock this morning, having breakfast, enjoying some great Irish music, helping out the United Way of St. Clair County. They're selling raffle tickets. There's some. We'll tell you what the prizes are coming up in a little bit, but one of the prizes that they will be drawing for is another raffle ticket. They're doing their annual freighter trip raffle. Those are $10 tickets, and you could win one of those. They'll have a special drawing for that coming up later on this morning. Joining us right now is the Vice President of the United Way of St. Clair County Board of Directors, Danny Nagin. Danny, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
How long have you been involved with the United Way?
15 years. I was just counting the other day with my good friend Tim Lovers, and it's been about 15 years now.
How did you first get involved?
Tim. Tim is very involved in our community. He's the director of marketing at Semco Energy, and he and I have been longtime friends. And when I got into the community, my wife and I, we moved here in 2003. She teaches in the Port Huron Area School District, and we were just trying to get involved and connected with Tim, and he said, oh, I got the place for you to be involved. And I started on the Citizens Review Committee all back that time, and that's where I really fell in love with United Way, and I had no idea what United Way did. I had no idea. I just knew that my employer would come down and say, we really want you to give to the United Way, and I didn't know why. I just thought that that was what I was supposed to do.
Yeah.
And so getting the opportunity to actually see where our dollars go, how every dollar that's given in St. Clair County stays in St. Clair County, the impact that $1 can have on a family that desperately needs it, that's where my eyes were open. I fell in love, and I got more involved in the organization each and every year.
Well, there's so many different agencies that benefit from those United Way dollars.
Oh, incredibly. Yeah, we have 24 affiliated organizations and, you know, multiple more of programs. And they range from everywhere. And so one of the benefits of giving to the United Way is $1 can be spread and do so many things. It can go to our population that has developmental disabilities. It can go to folks that are maybe are older and need assistance and care later in life. It can go to the youth of our community. It can go to the kids in terms of Imagination Library. There's just so many things that it touches in our community. And frankly, the reason why we don't see a lot of problems in St. Clair County is because of this great United Way system that we have, where a lot of this gets funded through the dollars that our community gives.
And there's, I mean, the overhead is very low, and the money stays in St. Clair County. That's
absolutely
important, isn't it?
Yeah, as a board, we are locked and loaded. And really, as a leadership team within the United Way, we're very focused on keeping those dollars down. So from an administrative perspective, obviously, we need to pay our staff so that they can provide for their families. But that percentage is extremely low. The majority of the dollars that are given, overwhelming majority, are going back into our community. I think the last numbers were 86 cents of every dollar goes to programming.
That's pretty good. And as we mentioned before, you don't necessarily have to just donate during the campaign, September, October, November, December. You can give to the United Way any time of the year, can't you?
Absolutely. We're open for business 365 days. We just have our dedicated time, because it's so kind of cornerstone to the way that we fundraise and bring dollars in, is we have a dedicated time. But absolutely, if somebody feels inspired, or in fact, last year, we actually had a family in our community that loved United Way so much, they left a gift in their estate.
Wow.
And that was a tremendous testament to, I think, what United Way has done, what it's meant for that family. And now we're able to take those dollars and use those to help others.
And it's more than just collecting money. It's also finding volunteer opportunities for people. It's connecting people to people, too, isn't it?
100%. Part of our goal, and it has been this way ever since Becky Smith took over our campaign, was how do we get people more connected with what we are doing and why United Way is so important for our community. And the best way to do that is to invite people in. And so we've been trying to get them involved in all the committees, our campaign, CRC, anything that we can, invite them to events like this so that they can actually see what the United Way does. Because once I think people understand it, once they see the value, then it resonates. Just like me 15 years ago, I had no idea where I was giving my money there. Now, because I connect, now I give much more than I ever did back then, because I know my money is truly helping people.
It is indeed. Danny, thanks for stopping by this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks always, Paul.